On today's edition of the Locked On Nets podcast, Josh and I look back at the 2019-20 season of Wilson Chandler, the Cardio King. All that and more coming up on Locked On Nets.
You are Locked On Nets, your daily Brooklyn Nets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We're back. Another part of our player series. We talked about Jarrett Allen yesterday. And now we have someone else that, believe it or not, is still on this Nets team, even though I kind of forgot about him. It's Wilson Chandler, Will the Thrill. Marcus, you excited to talk Wilson Chandler?
The Cardio King, he's back. Will he be back on the Nets? Who knows? We will talk about that. I wouldn't say I'm excited to talk about Wilson Chandler. I'm interested. I will say I'm interested to talk about him. I'm interested to get your takes, Josh, but I don't know if excited is the right word.
Got it. Yeah. Like he kind of had an interesting season. Like obviously got suspended for PEDs for the first 25 games. And then as he was like getting ready to return, there was a lot of hype like, oh, like he's in such good shape. He's the Cardio King, which I think you and I still love that nickname so much because it's just so ridiculous. Like, do you need to be the Cardio King when you're playing like 20 minutes a game? Like, probably not. Like, I'd love to – if someone called Damian Lillard the Cardio King, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, playing basically 40-plus minutes a night, bringing the ball up every time, basically creating almost all their offense. Like, Wilson Chandler, you know,
kind of spots up, plays his 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. He's not really doing anything. But he had an interesting part of the season because when he joined the Nets team, they were struggling a little bit. I think they were 13-12 and definitely had underperformed expectations for the first part. It was really kind of before they got any sort of momentum, and they end up going on a pretty big losing streak kind of after he comes back. But like he was kind of expected to come in and be like, oh, we got like a wing now that can really do stuff. It's Wilson Chandler. And I don't know where all the hype was coming from. He must have the best agent in the world. And then he just came in and everyone's like, oh yeah, like he is Wilson Chandler and he's old and he's been in the league forever and he can't really score as well anymore. And he's never been that good of a 3-point shooter. And he just kind of fizzled out entirely and didn't come to the bubble, obviously due to COVID. Right.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I mean, we mentioned on the last podcast how Jarrett Allen had like a really nice stretch end of November and into the beginning of December. And then after that, for whatever reason, the wheels fell off. Not saying this is the reason, but Wilson Chandler's first game was like kind of right at the beginning of Jarrett Allen starting to tail off. Not that those two are necessarily tied to each other, but there's just some correlation there. I think some of the hype around Chandler was probably based on the fact that he shot like 37% from three the year before. And he has always kind of just been very consistent and very steady and stable. And for a team that was kind of at that point watching Torian Prince just kind of jack shots, like we were thinking, okay, maybe this guy can come in. He's not going to do anything super memorable, but he won't do anything super terrible either. And he'll kind of just hold the fort, maybe be like a Damari Carroll type for this team, and that just didn't happen. His 3-point percentage dropped almost 7 percentage points. He was at like 30.5% from three. He just couldn't really find the basket from out there, and that kind of affected his whole game, because then if teams aren't respecting you from three, then he doesn't really have like a drive game at this point in his career. He's mm-hmm. not bringing much on the defensive end, and so it would just wind up in a lot of games where he was like 1-for-6 or 2-for-7 from three and not really bring much else to the table. So that was kind of the big disappointment for me. I think if he could have hit shots, like there were a couple games where he did hit some outside shots and like that kind of opened everything else up for him. Like he definitely has like a path to be good and capable still in the NBA. It just was like a pretty narrow one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at his statistical profile, you can say all you want about some of the other stuff. The only thing that matters is that he took 2/3 of his shots from three and hit 30% of them. That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible. For someone who's like an average 3-point shooter normally, and he wasn't taking shots off, like wasn't taking pull-ups off the dribble. These were all catch and shoots. And he just like could not hit them at all. And I think, you know, it might've been a little aberration from the season before where he actually did shoot the ball pretty well from three with Philly, you know, 39% with them. And, you know, he's never been a really good three-point shooter. He's been a scorer. And he did have a bit of a nice renaissance for a couple seasons with Denver, especially after he was able to kind of, you know, get off the injury bugaboo, which really haunted him. But he was a scorer, and he was never a great three-point shooter, and basically came on the Nets team as a 3-and-D guy. And he's one of those guys that has, like, a 3-and-D reputation, basically because he's, like, big and strong for a wing. But he's never been that good of a defensive player. And I thought he was, like, fine this year. He tried, but nothing – not standing out one way or the other. And then the threes never came. So at that point, like, you know, there's just not a lot he's going to do on this Nets team. I think, you know, nice guy to have around, has a great neck tattoo. And, you know, for someone like me that actually loves tats and wants to get one myself, love watching Wilson Chandler. It's like, oh, maybe I should get that. Maybe I should get that. But for the most part, like, that, it just kind of came down to it. He didn't hit shots. And the Nets next year need reliable role players that can hit shots. They don't just need veterans. They need veterans that are good. And I think that's what a lot of people are mistaking. Like, guys like Jamal Crawford and Wilson Chandler and others, like, they're either haven't played in a couple of years or not proven or not good. And looking at these playoffs now, just some of the final four teams that are left and some of the role players that they have, those are guys that blow some of the Nets kind of end of bench guys out of the water. And that's a problem.
RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and super easy to navigate. You can quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, those prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Continue supporting restaurants in your community safely. There are thousands of restaurants open for delivery on DoorDash that need your patronage now more than ever. DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the US, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. One more time, that's code LOCKEDONNBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, next season, he's an unrestricted free agent. And maybe the one positive about him is they could probably bring him back really, really cheap on a really, really cheap contract and kind of not have much risk there. But like you said, like, they're not going to have, like, a ton of roster spots to play with. I mean, this is a team that dealt with a ton of injuries this year, a ton of injuries the year before, and is kind of always in need of sort of those back end of the roster spots to be useful guys who can come in, who can plug holes and whatnot. And, like, we saw this year how weak the Nets were at the four position, at, like, sort of like the wing area in general. KD's coming off a major injury. Even if he comes back and looks great, they're probably not going to want to play him a ton. He'll probably get rest on back-to-backs, that kind of thing. And so you need capable guys at that position who can fill in on those nights where maybe KD's resting or maybe he gets into foul trouble or whatever the case may be. Like, you need someone who can come in and fill that role. And Chandler maybe could do that on, like, a night here or there, but definitely not someone who I would rely upon to do that, especially, like you mentioned, in the playoffs. Like, I don't know if he can hang. Like, we've seen guys like Solomon Hill get trotted out for a couple minutes here and there for the Heat. Like, Chandler could probably be that level of guy. He couldn't probably be, like, the Jay Crowder, Iguodala level of guy who have played much larger roles for the Heat. And so I struggled to see what his role would be next season beyond just sort of like a veteran presence and maybe a good teammate. But I don't know. Am I missing something, or is there really not much there to his game at this point?
There's not much there to his game at this point. I mean, he really, like, maybe even if he did have a little bit of off the dribble juice that he used to have, do you really want those possessions when you have Kyrie Irving, KD, LeVert, Dinwiddie, Joe Harris that can all take shots and do it much more, you know, efficiently than Wilson Chandler? So it's like one of those things where if a guy can create a little bit, but he's like your eighth or ninth man, like who cares? Like that's not what he's being asked to do. So it can be a nice added benefit, but you know, he's the type of guy that would take shots away from others who are much more dynamic offensive players. So if he's not hitting threes, that's really it. And I think his spot, you know, what screwed him over is that TLC actually had a really, really good year and into the year specifically, and can fill it up and had some, you know, TLC was a guy that, you know, we'll get to him on our deep dive, but a little preview, like he had some really, really nice offensive games and shooting the ball from three with, you know, consistency and a lot of volume, which was always going to be his big weakness. So now you have TLC, who's a better player at this point than Wilson Chandler, and much younger and still has some upside and more athletic. So under what scenario is Wilson Chandler, even if he's on the team, going to get minutes? And, you know, you might be better off re-signing a guy like Garrett Temple, who has more ball handling ability. You know, not to say Wilson Chandler's a bad teammate, but he's not Garrett Temple, like phenomenal level where you have Bradley Beal gushing over Garrett Temple. So it's going to cost a little more money if they did want to bring Temple back. And, you know, there's merits to it. There's merits to not bringing him back as well. But like the Nets can just do so much better than Wilson Chandler, and they don't really need him. So maybe you re-sign him for a vet minimum, but like he's just not going to be an important part of this team. And if he is, it means something went seriously wrong.
Yeah, the point about TLC is correct in my opinion. Like TLC just really boxed him out of what his role could have been maybe on this team. And to maybe Chandler's credit, like maybe next season with those other guys who we mentioned all on the court together, maybe his shots get a lot easier. Like we said for Jared Allen yesterday, like he wouldn't have any defensive attention on him at all. Not that there was much on him this season, even when he was out there. So maybe it's not a huge difference, but like, I would think that the passes from KD and Kyrie would get him a little bit more open on those jump shots. So maybe he hits a little bit better percentage, but even still, he was so far below average as a shooter this year. And like you said, you don't want him doing much more than just kind of catch and shoot. So if that's his only role and he's at best going to be average at that, I would say, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't really need to waste a roster spot on that. You can find that guy, and you can find a guy who does that who has more upside.
Yeah. And okay. Also, he was getting relatively easy shots this year because the Nets system is designed to get, you know, guys easy threes, and he was just bricking them. Him and Torian Prince were getting open looks and just couldn't hit them. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit unfair for me to put Prince in the same category as Wilson Chandler because, you know, he shot 34% from three, I think we were more just disappointed because he had a track record of being a lot better. But Chandler was abysmal. And he doesn't have like the track record of being a great 3-point shooter in years past, and you want to give him another shot. So like Wilson Chandler type players are always going to be out there. I would just take a shot on someone that, you know, for a vet minimum that could be better or has more upside. I think that's just kind of one of the things that successful GMs do really well is not hanging on to bench vets who don't have, you know, any potential and aren't good actually just because they're veterans. And trying to cycle through some of those roster spots and see what hits. And that's how you find guys like a Spencer Dinwiddie and Joe Harris from the scrap heap, or you find, you know, a TLC. So I think I would be disappointed if Wilson Chandler's on this team next year, because it just means Sean Marks wasn't being, you know, creative and seeing what else is out there and what might be able to hit. And, you know, you're going to not hit more times than not. But it's such a low risk, high reward proposition that you owe it to yourself to at least give it a shot, especially for a Nets team that needs role players that can produce if they want to win a championship.
Definitely. And yeah, I mean, like you just can't like waste those roster spots because like you said, like you're not going to hit all of them, but if you give like a chance to a guy like Chris Chioza or Dante Hall or whoever it may be, TLC, like, yeah, maybe Dante Hall doesn't really pan out and he's kind of a little too foul happy. Maybe TLC's jumper comes and goes. Maybe Chioza turns the ball over too much. Like, those guys will have their flaws, but at least you're like gaining more info. You're kind of seeing what they can bring in different contexts. Whereas a guy like Chandler, we kind of know what he is at this point. And like you said, you can get guys like that pretty much at any time. So it's not like a necessity to sign that kind of guy. Like if push comes to shove and like, who knows, like they have an injury or they need a depth piece, like you can always sign the guy at that point. You don't need to have him on your roster the whole season just in case something happens.
Yep, yep. But we are forgetting that he shot 100% on free throws against Western Conference opponents this year. 23. Yeah, okay. Also, 23 free throw attempts in 734 minutes this year.
That's not good.
0.7 free throws a game. So he basically averaged one like trip to the line every three games.
Yeah, that makes sense, like given that his game is really just spotting up. But
he used to be a physical scorer and player, and just like now nothing.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, he used to be like a real bruiser, a real like get to the line guy.
Carlos Bruiser.
Real Carlos Bruiser. But yeah, I mean, at this stage of his career, he doesn't have the ball in his hands really to do that kind of thing.
That's fair. That's fair. I know. I feel bad piling on Wilson Chandler because I like him bad.
Yeah, like him off the court, like him as a veteran, like we said. But yeah, he just doesn't have that much juice on the court left at this point. And like whatever he does have will presumably be there if they needed to sign someone in like March or whatever, like to sign some like extra depth for the playoffs. Like maybe you sign him for that, but right. Yeah, you don't need him like for the bulk of the season.
Yeah, he's always going to be out there, to my point earlier. So it's not, you don't need to really make him a priority. But I feel bad. I feel like we're piling on Wilson Chandler. So why don't we cut it off here today? Give us your thoughts on Wilson Chandler. Are we totally off base on this? Let us know. And tomorrow we'll be previewing someone that, you know, maybe not as impactful, maybe somewhere impact of Wilson Chandler, but I think someone who's a lot more fun to talk about and a lot of possibilities here. And that's the Cheese Man, Chris Chioza.
And as always, make sure you guys are following us on Twitter at Locked On Nets. Josh is at JMBass_. I am at Marcus Barahal.
So until next time and in our conversation on Chris Chioza, be well.
Bye.